Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, the special edition episode, in that it is my pleasure to announce that we are doing a re-release, a holiday re-release. This is Chris Alvarado, by the way, in case you couldn't tell. We are going all the way back to October 2018. This is the third Thanksgiving, Mission to Mars, and Where's Jesus? It's that episode. It's fun, and it still had the sound effects done by Raph Brito. And it features Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Craig Kakowski. Joey Greer. Vanessa Vanish Raglin. James Heaney. And myself. Well, here it is for you. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? No. To be honest, I'd rather not. Please, though, try to stay with me. Throughout my career, I've been fortunate enough to see my fair share of true alchemy. By definition, alchemy is when a person transforms or creates something through a seemingly magical process. And my dear peas and poops, like I said, I've been witness to the stuff on several occasions. An example? Sure, if you're going to be like that. Let's see. Okay, here's one. The team of young scamps who portrayed a hockey team in the film The Mighty Ducks were so delightful together they spawned an actual professional hockey franchise. But I digress. The point, folks, a wonderful idea hit me square in the old noggin. What if I brought together the right creative peeps, forced them to make shit up based on my own twisted, demented ideas, and then offer a podcast of this seemingly magical process? And I could call it Alchemy in Your Eye, You Bucket of Smaller Buckets. Well, after a month of tinkering, I'm so very proud to welcome you, dear friends, to episode 5 of Alchemy This. Let's meet our gathered alchemists, shall we? In no particular order, say hello, Mr. Craig Kakowski. Craig, tell the folks why you believe the Earth is flat.
I don't see it round, do you? I just think it just keeps going straight.
You're not wrong. Next up is the fairly talented Vanessa Raglin. Vanessa, what's the truth about child rearing nobody's talking about?
You know, the truth is, butthole's not that gross.
No. That is clean. What would a super team like this be without Mr. Chris Alvarado? Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Can you conversely teach a young dog old tricks?
No. Don't be crazy. Crazy?
That's correct. And then, of course, there's Mr. Joey Greerstini. What is 4 times 17?
Ooh, 4 times 17. 4 times 17, 20, 20.
Yep.
20.
That's correct. Last but hope your coffee's tepid if you think him least, Mr. James Heaney. Can I call you Jimmy the Jew Lover?
Well, I think if I said no, it would send the wrong idea. So sure.
All right, then. Let's get to our first scene, shall we? Open them up.
No.
Today's show, great moments in human history. We start with in 1621, the Plymouth colonists and the Wampanoag Indians shared an autumn harvest feast that is acknowledged today as the first Thanksgiving celebration in the colonies. We take you now to a few years later for the third Thanksgiving. These are two-player scenes of this fairly still new tradition. Of particular interest, though, we're looking for the different perspectives regarding matters of race, creed, and color. And now, what are the similarities, in fact, to today's 2018 human nature?
Oh, this is different.
Funny, yeah. Funny.
Who wants to start us off? Jump in when you're ready. Two peeps. Let's start with two.
This looks great. Yes, my tribe prepared maize.
Yeah, no, like you did before. I gotta say, it's becoming a favorite.
Yeah, it's still pretty much the same maize we did 2 years ago, but.
I didn't mean it like it was boring. I meant like I'm getting used to it and I like it.
Good. We added more salt and butter for your limited tastes.
Oh, that's a little rude. Wow, that's good.
Well, you coming to our land was pretty rude.
Yeah, I mean, we went over this last year and the year before that. It's like, you know, we're good now. And now it's just tradition.
Yes.
It's just tradition.
Rule of threes. Once something happens third time, it's tradition.
That's right. Speaking of which, speaking of traditions, mm-hmm. I made you this. This is a hand turkey. I put my hand on a piece of paper, and then I outline the hand, and it's turkey.
And you can eat that, or?
Oh, no, no. It's for you to hang on your, wherever you live.
Why would I live in a hut?
I didn't want to say it. It seems weird, because I live in a house.
Yes. Well, my hut is a house, but with a thatch roof.
Yeah, that seems weird. But you can hang this.
Why would I do that?
It you know, it brings the holidays about. It lets you know we're having some fun.
To be honest, it doesn't look like a turkey. It looks like a hand. You drew some feathers on it, but...
Yeah. 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 Okay. Well, you know, maybe this one won't stick. Look, before our families get here, I just want to make sure you and I are good. Are we? We're good, right?
Well, you did bring smallpox, which has wiped out at least half of my tribe, so...
I mean, you're welcome.
I mean, I guess other than that, we're good.
Great, great. Also, I was wondering, and like, I don't know if this is too much, but before the families get here, can I call you Joe?
My name is Kukoyeg.
That's like, it's hard for me to say, and like, my wife doesn't love saying it.
Why Joe?
It's just very easy to say. Joe. Hey, Joe.
Let's stick to Kukoyeg or Ku.
All right, Joe.
If you would.
Yeah.
That's fine. You a one-syllable option just now.
Yeah, I know. This feels tense. Come on. It's the day to be thankful. I'm thankful for you, Joe. I'm thankful for this land. I'm thankful for this wonderful food that you've prepared.
I am also thankful for this land, which has been amongst my people for thousands of years.
Here. Mm-hmm. Here. And now it's our land.
You've been here for 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's our land so much.
It's God's land. You know what? I agree. God gave us this land, and we are just using it. I agree.
Well, let's say the great being in the sky.
Okay.
Which you call God.
Yeah, well, that's his name. That's his name.
Again. His name is God?
Yeah.
All right.
That's kind of a known thing, and I know you probably don't. You don't read as much as I do. It's kind of like the known thing. His name is God.
I read the sky. I read the trees.
That's funny. I know we talk about that all the time. We're like, did you see Joe reading the trees the other day?
Wait, everyone calls me Joe?
Oh, yeah. What's on page 3, Joe? Yeah.
So you were persecuted in your home country.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't like you there either.
Either?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah. No, they didn't.
Well, like... I can't wait to watch the big game today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That I'm excited about.
Yes. Who's going to win?
Probably this. It's Shirts versus Skins, right?
Yes. I know you're a big Skins fan. Yes, so, right. Yes. I'm going for Shirts.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you want to put a little wager on that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Some of those beads.
Great. Great. Okay. Maybe if you win, I'll give you some beads. If I win,
you'll take the rest of the land.
That's okay. Good. Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, it's going to happen regardless.
That's as good a deal as we've made so far. So.
Okay. Great. Are you thankful today?
Sure. I have my health. I have my family. I have this.
Sorry. I didn't mean to not cover my mouth.
You sneezed right in my face.
You feel that?
That ominous tone?
And the virus that has just entered your body.
Yes, I do.
You see, I don't know what great eye in the sky you talk to, but you better talk to him quickly before my virus infects your entire body.
Why would you do this? You invited me to a party and then gave me a virus.
I don't like you much, Joe.
Chachoyeg. I think is what I said.
Yeah.
Kukoyeg.
The truth is, you're making...
The virus is making you crazy. Just
us move here a little tough. What's up? You're sweating.
There's a voice in my head.
Man,
that turkey didn't look like a turkey, did it, man?
No, it didn't.
That turkey was like just exactly like a hand, right?
Yes.
Are you crazy or is the dude with the hand with the turkey crazy, man?
He's crazy.
That's right.
He's the one that's crazy.
Bite his nose.
Joe, your nose is bleeding.
Bite his nose.
Ow. Get off me. Get off me.
Oh, I got your nose. I got your nose in my mouth.
That's good for parties, man. That's funny.
You crazy son of a bitch.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Lenny. Lenny, come here.
Oh, yeah.
Come here. Look what I found. This is Joe's pipe.
Whoa.
You wanna smoke it with me?
Yeah. Oh,
hey, kids. God. Dinner's in 10.
Thanks, Mom.
We'll be right there.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. I wish I had a little help in the hut, but have fun.
Let's smoke it. They're always smoking it.
Bruce, what's going on? You just want to detach from everything all the time.
Lenny, this is going to make us smarter. Look how good they are. They're fast. They can catch deer.
That's smart to you?
Yeah, it's real smart.
Okay, I feel Lenny, like that's a physical attribute. That's not necessarily...
Fine, you don't get any then.
Come on, Bruce, don't say that.
It's mine.
Bruce, please.
Lenny, you're not taking this seriously. I want to be a warrior.
Okay, great. I'm here to help. What can I do, Bruce? I mean...
Well, we need fire.
All right. This is going so fast. First, we're going to smoke something. Now you want to just go to...
How do you think we're going to light this pipe, Lenny?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe I do need to get a little smarter.
See? We need to get some fire.
Okay, yeah, easy. Get some flint, some tinder. Go to town.
Well, here's the thing. I'm afraid that if we get tinder and flint,
uh-huh,
it's going to be a big fire and everybody's going to see. We need something portable. We need a miniature...
Say again.
A miniature.
Miniature.
Miniature. A miniature fire machine.
Say that again. I'm just
Lenny.
Not,
okay. You're making fun of me, aren't
Bruce,
you?
Bruce,
I just need one miniature fire machine. Because if we have a big bonfire, I'm not going to be able to light this pipe.
Look, Bruce. I'm
hey,
all.
Kids?
Yeah, Mom.
Did somebody get into the maze? No. I can't find it. Did someone snack on the maze?
Bruce, just say you did it.
I did it, Mom.
Oh Jesus, Bruce. Ugh.
Sorry.
Sky God. Oh.
Sometimes I get lost in the maze. See what I said there?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was great.
So, we need a miniature fire machine to light this pipe.
Fire machine?
Fire machine. What do you think? A miniature fire machine.
Okay. All right, we need one. Right, but we got to smoke this to get smart enough to be able to build it.
Okay. What if you distract Mom while she's cooking?
I always distract.
And I light this pipe, and we just keep it going.
How long am I going to distract before that, Bruce?
It should take like 5 seconds for me to get this lit.
Bruce, you...
Lenny.
You're running away from something. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm running to something, Lenny. I'm running to my future. There's no way our people are going to last. We don't know how to survive a night. We're not barely cooking any of this food. People are cooking for us. People are serving us. Our people are as good as dead.
Don't say that. God is on our side.
Lenny.
God.
The guy in the sky?
Yes, God.
Joe says there is
no... Kids?
Yeah, Mom?
I can't find the two other sisters either. I can't find the maze and the two other sisters.
Bruce, say you did it.
Where are the two other sisters?
I did it, Mom. Sorry.
Bruce.
We'll be in 5 minutes.
You have to get your appetite in control if you ever want to chase the buffalo.
I want to chase those buffalo, Lenny.
So do I, but maybe these travelers from another land, maybe they're the future that we're looking for.
Listen, I don't want to blow your mind, Lenny, but we're the travelers from another land. We are the travelers from another land. Huh? I've been listening into a lot of the storytelling, and I want to smoke this pipe, Lenny.
Bruce, you get huffed off of whatever's in that pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And you go down a road that, I don't know, is already paved.
Paved? And where's paved road?
Rome. Rome had paved roads.
Of course they did, but here?
Here, of course. And you see things that might not be the things you want to see because the things you thought you'd see aren't
okay.
There.
Okay.
Mom, what are you doing?
What are you doing with your father's pipe?
Mama.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just going to huff.
Oh, you were just going to huff? Want to know a little secret? Come here, boys.
Ow! Ow!
Hey!
Ow!
Don't scream when you're in pain. Bite your lip. Now, listen to me. You think this would be fun? Think it'd be fun to smoke Dad's pipe?
Uh-huh.
You want to be like the big guys? Yeah, yeah. Is that cool?
Yep.
Yep.
You want to know a little something?
Uh-huh.
Your dad had a brother.
What?
That's right. You had an uncle.
What?
Reminded me a lot of you.
Me?
The fat one. Oh. Yep. He was built like you, and when he was your age.
My age?
Or my
your
age?
Your size. Oh. Well,
split the difference. Okay. He got a hold of his dad's pipe. That's right. Crawling bear.
Uh-huh.
And you know what happened to him?
Grandpa.
He lit it with a little miniature fire thing. And then he went on a journey that he was not prepared for. And he hasn't come back. Release! So if you think you're ready to fuck around with that, you go ahead, but one of y'all won't come back, and I bet it's going to be the fat one. Meanwhile, skinny one, help me in the kitchen.
Okay, Mom. Bruce, I'll talk to you later.
I can hear you. Of course you'll talk later. We live in the same room.
Man from distant land. Man seeking something. Man alone.
What is this prophecy?
I've been sitting out here in the desert. Land.
The desert of Massachusetts?
That's right. Waiting for the one with the message.
I was sent here.
You're fat.
Well, I'm a big bone.
It was written that the fat man would cross the desert to bring the message.
And now the prophecy is fulfilled.
Well, you need to give us that message. Right in my face.
Sorry, I got a little something. Sorry.
Now I feel like I have a little something.
My bad on that.
So what is this great message? I'm listening.
Sorry, I wasn't clearing my throat. I'm just... Sorry, I'm a little under the weather.
I feel also under the weather.
I mean, we're always under the weather.
Don't do that to me.
Okay.
I mean, specifically, I don't feel well.
You don't feel well. I don't feel great either.
Perhaps this... is the prophecy. Perhaps the message you were bringing was germs. Is that a message?
I'm taking it as a message.
My nose is running. My throat is sore.
I feel achy and I have the chills.
My vision is blurry. I don't know where I'm going with this. Sickness, I mean. Do you hear that?
Is it a voice in your head, oh great one?
Speak to me, yes. Speak to me, voice.
Oh, it's a knock-knock joke.
What's that? Who is
that? It's something I learned from the colonists.
Who's there? Flew's there?
Flew's there. So then you say, flew's there who?
Okay. Flew's there who?
You have the flu.
I don't know if I get the joke, but...
It was not so much a joke as a setup.
Oh, great one, you are vomiting. Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
We take you now quite a bit into the future. From that third Thanksgiving, anyways. Elon Musk has done it. Mankind is now headed to the third planet known as Mars. We take you aboard this maiden voyage, joining this brave crew 3 months into the first mission to Mars. We take you to various rooms of the ship.
Lift off, start in T-minus 10 seconds.
10, well, 3 months 9, into the mission. 8.
Falcon Heavy, this is data processing 992-418.
You can just say your name at this point. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Rochelle.
What's up?
We have oxygen levels at nominal. We are processing carbon at 14.22% above flex. The magnesium is coming in hot, and we're going to need another profile on the metallurgy.
I'll pull up the metallurgy profile. How's it going?
Good, I can hear your fingers typing.
Oh, my nails. Hey, what happened with you and Stan? Did you guys work that out?
Yeah, we're going to use separate bathrooms.
Okay, that's good. Maybe, you know, these are the things that we're learning as we go along.
Of course.
These are the rules we have to have, but you can't know until there's a scuffle, right?
Data point 994, increasing on water levels.
Uh-oh.
Let's make sure to dump the water out to get the ice in because we want to make sure it's cool.
Yeah, no, done. I just have to press a button for that one. That one was an easy one.
I can hear you type.
Yeah, I know. It's my name.
Yeah.
Are you going to the thing tonight?
Yeah, the hat party.
Oh, no, I was talking to the one on the second floor.
Second floor.
Yeah, they're doing a mixer.
Oh,
I think you have to be Jewish. Are you Jewish?
No.
Oh, well, never mind.
I'm an atheist.
Oh?
I don't believe in God now that we're in space.
Now that we're in space, you don't believe in God. That is so funny. I had the exact opposite journey. I was sort of more culturally religious than personally spiritual, and now I have flipped the script. Something is real. This is batshit what we're seeing.
I got a data chip burning up. Needed to process up 4 points.
Whoa. And then we're back to this. Okay. Uh-huh. You can get new data chips if you just go to front office.
Yeah, but I like talking to you.
Thank you. You're not so bad yourself.
Yeah, I always thought I was a pretty bad guy when I believed in God.
Okay.
Every night on Earth, I'd look up to the stars and think, God's looking down on me, judging me, telling me to do things, be things that I don't know if I can be because I'm not. When I got up here to spacey space, I realized that maybe I'm in control of my choices and my thoughts.
No, I don't think that you being in control necessarily negates religion. You can believe in a God that imbues you with free will. I don't know. Are you guys good on toilet paper?
We're going to need extra TP, bump that up, two rolls, send that up the chute.
Hope we can make it to the next drop-off, right?
Why do you say that? The flare is acting up.
Oh, no, I mean the next TP drop-off.
Oh.
Jeremiah had this diarrhea that spread, and we are just all, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, just don't let him sneeze on you.
Diarrhea isn't a sneezy thing. I hope. Well, I guess we're good, and I guess I won't see you tonight, but...
you can come to the hat party.
What time is the hat party?
It's going from 2 a.m. all the way till 10 o'clock.
Whoa! Okay. I'll try to go to the hat party.
It's from 2 a.m. to 10 o'clock at night, so there's a lot of time for you to make it.
That's a lot of... Okay, I can be there somewhere in that window. But the crew, we do need people working. That's a long time for an event.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys rotating?
I'm trying to.
Hey, Rochelle.
Hey.
Listen, we love what you're doing here on the ship.
Oh, thank you. I'm having fun.
And that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's certainly part of it. I think there's a balance.
Okay.
I think maybe perhaps not so much fun because it's still a job.
Oh, I'm treating it as a job. I mean, I'm just bringing my personality.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
Okay, well, I can't undo my personality, Dylan.
Well, I mean, can you dial...
You want me to tone it down?
Well, the flirting with Dan specifically.
Oh!
The flirting with Dan specifically, Rochelle.
You know what, Dylan? Are you listening on the line?
Yeah, I'm listening on the line. That's my job. I'm the line listener here on the ship.
Well, guess what?
What's that, Rochelle?
We keep it professional enough. I've got all the checklists done. You can go through the spreadsheets. And then we're talking because we're still humans. We may be in outer space, but a little human connection is important, Dylan. Not that you
so
would know.
So was, were innuendos on the checklist?
There were no innuendos.
It felt like it.
Boom, boom. Message from Daniel. Boom, 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 boom. Message. Hello?
Oh, damn it.
Hello?
Alexa, stop. Rochelle?
Yes. I was trying to hang up, and I thought that was on silent, and it was definitely a wrong message. Dylan, what are you going to do, fire me?
Well,
we're trapped on a spaceship,
okay,
honey.
Okay, all right. I don't want to fire you.
I don't want to be fired. I like my job. I'm keeping everything running smoothly.
I'm a little jealous, frankly. a little jealous. I don't want anything from you. I don't want anything from Dan, but it makes me feel...
Dylan, this isn't my responsibility to take care of your feelings right now.
It's not. I know.
Was that on the checklist? Find a woman on the ship and make her take care of you.
No. Just, we're all lonely out here, okay? And so when I see you or hear you and Dan having this stuff, it makes me feel insecure. It makes me feel lonely.
Message from Daniel.
Sorry.
Tell Alexa to stop.
Alexa, stop.
Jeremiah, thank you for coming down to the infirmary. How are you feeling?
Not great.
Ah, you don't look
I got explosive diarrhea.
See, Jeremiah, we really need you to seclude yourself to your dorm while you're sick because it's spreading.
But I got to take a space probe down to the surface to check out. We're looking for Martians down there.
Listen, Jeremiah, let me be the first to say thank you for your commitment to the job.
I'm a brave man.
So brave. But we need you to stay in your dorm until you're completely healed because you're spreading germs.
How do we know that?
Well, because when you sneeze, not a lot of people realize it, the diarrhea is a symptom, but the sneezing's how it spreads.
I see. So the diarrhea is escaping through
diarrhea
my sneezes.
Diarrhea is what is making you dehydrated and will ultimately maybe make you bedridden.
Okay. I'm not a scientist.
I am.
All right.
Go ahead. Go on.
I was hired because I'm a bounty hunter.
And a good one.
And I'm supposed to look for those goddamn Martians.
I know you are. And you get 100 per Martian you find.
That's right. You know how many I found so far?
How many?
Zero.
That's what I thought. Now, if you just take 3 or 4 days to yourself in your dorm, put the VR headset on, and then when you're done, you'll be fine.
I've played all the VR games at this point.
You're just going to have to run through them again.
You think Mr. Musk would have a larger library of VR?
Jeremiah, I'm going to cut straight with you. If you don't seclude yourself, what we call quarantine, I'm going to have to eject you into space.
You're going to eject me into space?
What choice do you give me? We have a whole ship full of people. If we die here because you don't want to seclude yourself...
I'm taking a pod down to the goddamn surface. I'm going to bag me some margins.
Listen, don't take a pod. We don't... Just please. Then we're going to have to clean that pod out. It's going to take 3 days to make sure it's safe.
I'm fine. The diarrhea has succumbed.
Welcome to Pods. Destination. Enter you.
Destination, enter you.
Jeremiah, come back in here.
I'm taking a goddamn pod. Pod door's closed.
Don't you do it.
We're not just taking you down to the surface of Mars. We're taking you into the future of this excursion. We're now the third week of the first station on Mars.
You think I give a shit about that? You think I give a shit about that, okay? I'm pumping water from outer space into here, okay? I don't give a shit, okay?
Can you guys keep it down?
Yeah, we can.
Will you?
Shut up!
May you?
Look, when things are important, we're gonna raise our voices.
I don't give a shit about the body count you keep bringing in, okay?
Look, all I know is I got 100 per margin, okay?
Yeah.
Jeremiah, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
I knew it. I can tell. I saw one of those things outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Martians.
Yeah.
If you could take care of that, that would be great.
Well, there's another one that
I
didn't get.
There's another one.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Can we stop killing the Martians, please?
We need them smashed.
We are.
They freak me out.
Okay. We are a human expedition force to bring peace throughout the cosmos.
That was not part
Hi.
Of the mission.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hi.
Oh, shit.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
All right. They're going to try to be friendly to you, but don't fall for it.
Just let me talk to them, please.
Handshake?
Handshake.
Please.
Oh, that's wet.
Ooh. Talking's not going to solve anything.
Smash it, Jeremiah.
Guys, just give me a goddamn second.
Kiss on the cheek.
A kiss on the cheek.
Thank you.
Super dry. They learn from watching us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We bring gifts.
Okay. I've got candy.
Okay.
Here, have a piece of candy.
Let's all eat the candy. Let's all eat the candy.
I'm not eating the candy. Candy.
Okay, eat the candy.
Eat the candy.
Eat the candy.
Want to smoke my pipe?
Sure. Let's all smoke the pipe. Let's all hit the pipe. Let's all hit the pipe.
Don't fall for that goddamn margin trick.
Jeremy, goddammit.
Just one hit.
Just take do a hit. Oh, you know what? I'll do two. Okay, go. We want to watch. Okay. Oh.
One.
Oh my god.
He's fallen into a margin trance.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, bye.
They lured him in with their peace, quote unquote, pipe.
And now they've left him to us.
I feel really relaxed.
Oh, dear God, snap out of it.
You probably want to sit down and have a dinner with these folks. Eat their marge and candy and make peace.
I love both of you guys so much.
Stop. Just stop.
I feel like I was too strong, not understanding both your points of view on this. And ask for forgiveness.
Well, he's really mellowed out.
Yeah. My God. Fine, I forgive you.
Yeah, I forgive you.
Just go lay down.
I want to marry you.
Oh, my God.
What?
Don't, no.
And
no.
I want to marry you.
Oh, okay.
Let's get married. So what? I don't know your body yet. I'll find out, Jeremy. I'll find all this.
Jeremiah.
Whatever. Love me.
Oh.
I'll find all the rivers. I'll find all the valleys. I'll find all the mountain peaks.
Dear God.
I'm going to find your your hairless buffalo. It's your penis. And I'm going to put it in my wet hands.
I know you're under the influence right now, and mm-hmm. Jeremiah, I can't tell if you like what's happening or not. But
I just want to see how it plays out.
I just wanted to say I got on that dank spaceship because I'd had enough of Earth, and I thought I'd had enough of people too. But something about your touch, and I don't know, maybe it was the candy.
Rochelle, come here.
Oh.
Beautiful hands.
So sticky.
It feels good. Nobody's touched me in months.
We're not on Earth anymore. Maybe we don't have to abide by those laws. If we're not listening to gravity, who says we have to listen to anything but our bodies?
We can create our own God here.
We fell for a goddamn margin trick.
Hi.
Hello.
We now take you to the 10th anniversary of that first station on Mars. 10 years. Since the station was built, inhabited, and now we celebrate the 10th anniversary.
I commemorate this statue for all the men and women who have lost their lives for Elon Musk City 1.
Elon Musk City 1.
City 1.
Whoop, whoop.
Who whoop, whooped?
Whoop, whoop.
Who whoop, whooped?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Now, to speak on behalf of the military exercises that are ongoing, I present to you Admiral Spind.
Thank you for bringing me up here. We've got some serious military exercises to do. It's important that we stop.
Who's it?
Excuse me?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
I hear a whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, that's what I thought.
City One, City One.
It's a City One. That's good. We need to stomp out these goddamn margins. I don't know if you know about it, but they've been spreading the goddamn margin drugs.
Say again, I can't hear you.
I said that they've been spreading the goddamn margin drugs, and we've got to stomp them out. Okay?
Horseshit.
It's not. Excuse me.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
That's what I thought. Whoop, 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 whoop. All right.
Pardon now, me. Hi.
What are you
Jack
doing
here?
Next
I'm
to the
speaking
podium.
On behalf of the margins.
Get away from my
No, it's been 10 it's been 10 years.
Okay, well you can have a minute.
It's been 10 years. And the margins have shown us this. Kindness.
They I'm sorry. Are we doing a thing where we can talk?
Nobody else is allowed at the podium. Excuse me. I'm back.
Get off.
Can I just bring up that the margins have also murdered
all right,
a bunch
go
of us?
To the podium.
Okay, but wasn't there murdering happening on Earth?
Kurt, we've talked about this, and yes, there was, but I don't think that makes it any different. Honestly, I don't think murder is good. I know I'm the crazy one up here.
The guy in the sky chooses who lives
we
and who
are
dies.
In the sky.
I'm the guy in the sky now.
What are you talking about? We're all, hey, if you're the guy in the sky, I'm the guy
okay,
in the sky.
Okay, okay, order. I'm the admiral here.
No whoop whoop.
What do you mean, no whoop whoop?
I'm out of here.
Wait, somebody grab that man. Don't let him get away.
I would think that we need to have pizza day on Wednesdays. I think we need to mix up the menus. I think we do need to stomp out the Martians. I think we have more going right on Earth than we knew.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a bunch of you goddamn weaklings want to go back to Earth. I say we pack up a ship and we send you back out.
Whoop whoop.
Yes.
Yeah, whoop whoop that.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop that.
2-year journey back to Earth.
I don't give a shit how long it is. I don't want weak spined human beings dirtying up this planet.
Hey,
well, let's give a whoop whoop for the Margin delegation that has come to celebrate the statue honoring the death that they had caused.
What? I didn't know they were coming here.
Okay, that's a.
I am not letting them speak at the podium if that's what's going on. I'm here to destroy them.
When does the Earth plane leave?
Earth plane?
Earth ship.
The Earth ship? Listen, I didn't think anybody would want to go back. But
I would
really
love to.
Well, fine. I'll work. I'm not into transcontinental. Listen, I'm a military guy. I'm here to crush, kill, destroy. I'm not here to send you on your aviation trips.
Let the Margins talk. Hi.
Fine. Fine. Let them talk, but they are ruthless, bloodthirsty little beings.
Let's
go
get
ahead.
A smaller podium for the Margins, please.
No, please. Just give them a step stool.
Here's a little podium for the little guys.
We are the Margins, and we have an offering for you. Hi.
All right. Let's what? Whatever it is. Let's see it.
Oh my God! If they have guns, they have fully automatic weapons from the military.
I told you this. That's
leave one survivor to tell the story.
Oh my God!
Bye.
And now for part 3 of episode 5. We take you back, 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 thousands of years. It is minutes after the massive stone was removed and it was discovered that Jesus Christ was gone.
Hey, did you hear?
Hear what?
They moved that stone over there.
That big one?
Yeah, so now there's a whole cave we can go into.
Oh, my
hang
God,
out.
Who moved that? That was huge.
Ah, there's some Roman guys out front, so I figured they moved it and they were, you know.
I thought we were going to have to move that.
That's what I thought, too.
So why'd they move it?
I don't know, rumbling.
They moving the body, hanging it back up?
Yeah.
It looked nice.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know how to tell you this, but I got offered a job at Rome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You going to take it?
I mean,
I want the best for you, so you should, and you should totally take it.
There's only room, one room on the horse.
No,
so.
I get it. Yeah, no, you should take it. That's great for you. I know you've been wanting to go to Rome for a while.
Yeah, but,
No, that's good. Yeah.
No, I love what we did.
It was fun. Nah, yeah. It was stupid. It was all stupid. No, I mean, what are we doing? Crucifying a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you well.
Yeah, I wish you well, too. Good
I
luck
hope
at
you
the
fuck shit up over there.
Yeah, you know. The,
I know you
do. Good luck at the baths and all that, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I don't care.
I
Shut up. Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
I had, you know.
No, I see that. What's in your eye, man? What's in your eye?
Just a pink eye.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That looks bad.
Yeah, it hurts a lot.
You should put some salt water in that.
Yeah, I figured I want to get the room, you know.
You should do it before then. You could lose your eye. My cousin.
Yeah,
she
fine.
Got no eyeballs anymore. She's a pink eye.
No, I've been praying to Zeus and the others.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, so I prayed to them all just to make cover my bases.
To Zeus?
Yeah, the top guy.
Oh, my God. You have been missing out on everything.
What are you talking about?
Did you not go to the thing last week?
Dionysus party.
No, not that.
The hat party?
Not the hat party. I know you were there. I was in.
Oh, the Jewish thing?
Yeah.
No, I didn't go to the Jewish thing. I'm not Jewish.
You should go. It's really fascinating shit.
Other cultures freak me out, you know?
I know. I mean, look what we did to that guy, right? Yeah.
Look, I don't mean to cut this short, but horse is waiting out there, and it's a living thing.
Right, you'd hate to disrespect a living thing. Well,
it's running away. Holy shit. Hey, I gotta get out of here.
Okay, bye, I never loved you.
Oh, shit.
He's gone. He's gone. He's not in the cave. Jesus.
I am pretty sure he was just here a little bit ago.
Yeah, he was when we put him in.
Just look, Carter. Let's go. Maybe he's deeper in the cave.
Well, come in here and take a look.
It's so hard to see. It's so dark. You got like some sort of fire device?
I have a candle. Would that work?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me just light the candle. Yep, see?
Oh, there it is. There's nobody in here.
Turn the lights off.
What are you doing in here?
I'm taking a nap.
Steve.
Taking a nap.
What the hell?
What?
Did you let Jesus out?
Let who out?
Jesus Christ was in here. We closed the stone. He was in here.
I opened the stone to take a nap.
Steve.
Wait, we don't know
if he got out on his own then.
He's dead.
Well, yeah, we put him in here.
No, he's dead.
Yeah, fine, but he said he was going to come
he's
back.
Gone.
Come back? Why? We killed the guy.
I understand, but he said, he kept saying, I'm coming back.
So what? I tell you things all the time. I don't do it.
That's
Steve.
True.
Yeah, but Steve is unreliable.
I'm unreliable, that's for
You're
sure.
You're unreliable,
that's
Steve.
That's for sure.
Right, but
we
Jesus
rolled the
Christ.
Whole stone. Jesus Christ, we rolled the whole
when
stone to block
when did you get in
thing?
Here?
I don't know, two, 3 hours ago? You know, I got Jessica at home, you know. She's yapping. I guy can't find a good place to take a nap.
You needed some me time.
I needed some...
Steve,
thank you.
So you went into the cave where we put the dead body of Jesus Christ. You thought that would be all right.
Yeah, because the guy's dead.
Sure, what's he going to say?
He's not going to say nothing.
Well, oh, Steve, I wish Jessica was dead sometimes.
Steve, was Jesus in here when you came in?
That's the question.
I was tired. I don't know.
You didn't even look.
I moved a big old boulder by myself, by the way.
Sure.
That's pretty good.
That was hard. And so when I just came in, I took a nap.
I think the point here is that Jesus is gone.
I don't think we should tell anybody.
What?
Hey guys, just checking.
Everything's fine.
Are we sure?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, because you know this is our number one lockdown area, and when I see the boulders moved, I'm a little worried.
Right, we were just taking a look around to make sure.
Okay.
All was good.
Where's the body?
Sorry?
What?
Oh, where's the body?
The body of
Jesus?
Oh. That body. That seems weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. Steve.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, he's
Steve.
Yeah. Steve, you
No, I moved him.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Safer location.
Much safer.
Wait, excuse me. I don't know if I'm in the right place. I'm looking for Jesus's tomb.
This was it.
Don't
panic. Hi, I'm the site manager. And you know what? We've actually just transferred him to a different location.
Oh, to a different location? Because yes. I was told this was it.
No, this was
I made
the location.
A pilgrimage
right. Welcome. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
pilgrimage.
I'm staying at an Airbnb nearby.
Oh, right. I bet I know the one. Cute donkey.
Yes.
How is it there?
I love that place.
It's nice. It's a little overpriced,
right?
But, you know, they provide breakfast and it's very nice.
Mm. They don't intrude when you sleep.
No, they're not in your face or anything. It's a little pricey, yeah.
The mush is delicious, isn't it?
The mush.
Did you have the mush?
I had the mush.
Oh,
yes.
You gotta have the mush. So we've just transferred the body. Your pilgrimage shouldn't be too long. Steve here is one of our technicians,
I could take you over to
okay.
Jessica. I want 1 second alone, Jessica.
Can I have 1 second, Jessica?
Let me finish singing.
Okay. Everybody, take a seat. This is going to be a minute.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Watch me dance.
Every time.
Watch me move.
Yeah.
Feel it. Feel it.
What's her story?
I come bringing tidings and goodwill.
Right. And a lot of yap. A lot of yapping with this one.
Baby, when are you coming home?
I just got to finish up my shift.
Okay, babe. I'll stay here.
Okay, you stay here. I got to take... What's your name again, bud?
Judah.
Judah. I got to take Judah over to where
the place you moved the body, the new secure location.
The new secure location?
Yeah.
And
where we put the body of Jesus
I'll go
Christ.
With. I'll go
On
with.
Purpose.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you could all come if you want.
I think it's stuck to do.
We're going to stay here, I think.
Oh, what do you got to do, Bobby?
Well, we got to secure this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't need to secure it anymore. There's nothing to secure here anymore.
I feel like it's still a pretty important spot.
Yeah, there's going to be people pilgrimaging in here.
Yeah, right. We'll what about when the next Judah comes along?
Do you mind if I ask, are you guys Romans or Jews?
Mm-hmm. A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Hard to tell.
Yeah. Okay.
We mingle now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we got
bloodline.
How about you, Judah?
Jew all the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shalom.
I can tell.
Jew all the way. That would be a lovely story if you were to write that down. Jew all the way.
You know, I'm not much of a writer, but...
You come up with great titles.
I've got a tablet over there if you want to scratch something.
I am the angel Gabriel.
Oh,
wow. Oh, what up, Gabe?
What's her story,
Steve? I'm going to dance for a little bit. Watch my moves.
Jessica, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
The body of... hold on. Are you feeling
Where
this
is
shit?
That coming from?
Wow. We banged this in heaven all the fucking time, huh?
Wow.
What a beat.
Oh, Jessica, come here. No genitalia, so grind on me, huh?
All right, so look, bud, look.
Yes.
Between you and I don't really know what Jesus is.
What?
But yeah, don't say anything. Don't make a scene or anything.
Site manager said he was moved to another location.
Right. Let's just take a walk. I'm sure we'll run into him.
Okay. You're not going to crucify me, are you? I've heard that's how it gets started.
Well, don't get out of line.
Okay.
And nothing bad will happen.
All right.
Let's take a walk.
Okay.
So that over there, that's a bush.
It's your boy men spending a little change on a leper.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
If you got anything,
a little change for a leper. Huh?
I spent so much money on this Airbnb, I don't have any spare change.
It's all right. Just give a kiss.
don't do that. Don't.
Is that the local custom?
No.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Well, you're going
to
lose body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you just signed your own.
Sorry about that. My nose is on your face.
Oh, boy. His nose is on my face.
You got his nose.
I do. Got your nose.
Hey, little bud, before you go, did you see Jesus by any chance?
If you're talking about old man dressed in white, glowing.
He's not that old.
With holes in his hand and his feet.
That part, yeah. But he's
walking around.
Was he walking?
I don't know. Maybe if I had a little coin, I'd remember.
Jesus. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me give you...
Here.
Is that your keys?
Here. Take my house.
Okay. All right.
You just gave that leper the keys to your house?
Yeah. This is
I'm
more important.
Rich.
No, wait, get back
my
here.
My legs! They fell off!
Oh, he'll never get there now.
Oh, my legs fell off!
Wait a second.
Oh, there's an eagle! Excuse me, you know, I want you to... You got leprosy, right?
Maybe.
I get in more private, your legs fell off.
For a little coin, I'll tell you.
Here's a coin.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Can we ask you to just stay in this house that you've just been given and not leave it? It's what we want to... We're starting something called quarantine.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll do that.
All right, that's good. So I'm just going to carry you in. Hopefully it's not too uncomfortable.
Carry me? No one's ever put this kind of touch on me before.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
No, your arm fell off. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I don't feel it. It's all right.
All right, here, let me close the door inside.
You remind me of my mum.
Me?
You remind me of my long mom.
Tell me what she was like.
She was long. She was my mom.
Oh, she sounds like a wonderful mom.
She was. She had eyes.
In her face?
And hair.
On her head?
And teeth that touched the ground.
Oh, teeth that touched the ground. She sounds like a beautiful mother.
I'm getting tired. I think I'm going to sleep a long sleep. Maybe
Wait,
I'll
don't
see
go them. Now, we just got close. And now I have leprosy.
Maybe I'll see Jesus Christ. I did see him walking around.
Where did he go? They're looking for him everywhere.
He went north to Bethlehem.
We now take you 1 year later. Yes, 1 AD. Let's return to the same spot. The cave where the stone was removed. And Steve was found.
And so here we are, guys. This is what the tour is all about. This is where you're going to get the bang for your coin. This is the cave. Yes, that cave. The man himself. Oh, don't touch anything. You can draw the doodles you like, but please don't touch the cave. Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
I have a question. Excuse
me. Oh, great. Yes, you in the robe.
Where was Jesus when you found him in here?
Great. We put him in here. That's the funny thing.
Well, where was he?
We put him in here.
But where exactly?
Oh, where in the cave? Yes. On the big slab.
Ooh, can I lay down on it?
Yes.
Ooh, you can. This is comfortable.
Okay, now get up. Okay.
There's an echo in the cave.
There is an echo, especially in that back corner where the kids are standing.
So they never found him, huh?
They never did find him.
So
but
weird.
Rumor has it that he ascended into heaven. And sitteth at the right hand God the Father Almighty.
Sitteth. Yeah. Hey, what's the deal with his shroud?
Oh, that was his shroud. That was the shroud.
Okay, so that's like his face is on that.
Not currently.
They make these shrouds in Turin.
It's just a blanket, you know, rough cloth. We shrouded the body
but
with it.
But that's the one, though, right?
That's yes, that is not a replica. That's the one. Why do you look suspicious, sir?
Well, it just seems strange. A year later, you know, that would still be here.
That's it?
Yep.
There's other tours around town, but I can assure you those are not the real caves. This is the cave. That is the shroud.
Welcome
that is the
to the real cave, everybody. Now, this is the real cave.
Wow. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Spooky. Shiny.
That's right.
Shiny
take pictures. Go ahead. Now, we do work on tips here.
Here's a dollar.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
What makes this the cave, the real one?
Okay, all right. So, first of all, it's authentic. It's all get out. Look at that. You see that slab over there?
Uh-huh.
The slab. You see that shroud?
Uh-huh.
The shroud.
Ooh. Oh. That's Jesus' face there in the shroud?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, a lot of things in this neighborhood have Jesus' face on it.
Oh.
Because I spent 2 gold pieces at another cave and his face wasn't on there, so.
Which gold cave? Which cave?
Larry's cave. No.
Those guys are just lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. God's honest truth, and I can say that because Jesus was here.
Okay. It seems like this big boulder's made of something. It's not heavy at all.
That's
it's
right.
Paper mache.
We did not paper? Because people don't know. We didn't actually. They didn't want to keep Jesus in here. They wanted to make it easy for him to get out.
Oh, that's a plot twist.
I just want to be absolutely sure this is the cave, because I also have appointments scheduled at Famous Ray's Cave.
Don't go to Famous Ray's.
Original Ray's Cave.
Original Ray's, come on.
Just Ray's Cave.
This is
which is the real one?
You're here.
Welcome to the real cave of Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. Everyone gets a complimentary shawarma.
Oh, all I right. love this. Oh, and thank you also for the sandals.
You're welcome.
Jesus' face is in all these things.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
You see him on the swarm. He's on the sand. You got a fucking rock band behind just fucking jamming. That's Jesus and the fuck yous, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Woo!
Question.
Yeah.
Can I get no onions on that shawarma? Come on, they're pre-made, man. They're complimentary, all right, man. All right, sorry. I mean, we'll do the best we can, but you know how hard it is?
It's better not with the garlic paste, but you put raw onions in
it. Yeah, you know, we don't have a budget.
Hey!
Oh, what the fuck? Hey. Oh, my God! Oh, it's Zeus! Zeus! Who? Oh!
Mercury!
Zeus, what do you
want?
What do you worship? Greek gods?
We come in peace.
Oh, that's cool.
Shake my hand.
Shake our hand.
They're so wet.
Give me a little
I pray to Poseidon and Zeus on you.
Thank you.
Those are Greek gods, dude.
Shut up.
Give me a kiss.
And everybody take one.
I am Jesus Christ.
Oh.
I've returned on the one anniversary. Oh.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
What the?
Is that a weapon of some kind?
Bye.
Oh,
they disappeared.
Oh, yes. I want to talk to the inhabitants, those that were here 1 year ago.
Oh, I don't think any... This
that
ain't the...
saw the crucifixion of myself. Which one of you might have helped to put me...
Steve?
What?
On
Steve.
The crucifix.
Steve did.
Yeah, I was in the area.
Steve did it.
But we all were right. All in the area.
I mean,
Right.
Sir, I'm a big fan.
I was just the site manager. Nothing to do with it. It was on my property, but I had nothing to do with it.
Your name again?
Candace?
I don't see you on the list.
Oh, God. Sure. Is that good?
It is.
Oh, good, good, good.
Which one of you has seen Judas?
Steve saw Judas.
Well, I mean, Saul. We all have eyes, you know, except for the leopard.
No, you guys hang out. Yeah.
You also hang out with Barabbas too.
Oh yeah.
Okay, why you gotta blow up my spot like that?
Same.
What is your name? I'm sorry.
Mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clint, but I also go by Eurypylus.
Eurypylus.
He made up that name for himself. His name's Clint.
Yeah, it's not gonna stick, man.
It's so
you
hard
seem
to remember.
Like you're breaking yourself up when you say that name.
Yeah, it's a family joke.
That's right. Would you be Roman or Jew?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Jesus, can I ask you something?
Yes, you may.
The shawarma, is it a lamb beef blend or can I get just a lamb shawarma?
It is a blend.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we can have it to you without onions.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
He is the one. He's the
That's
one.
He is the deal. One. The he one. Promised That's... shawarma without onions.
That's true.
Now, each one of you can ask one question.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, I feel You've like already... I wasted mine.
You've already had yours, yes.
Should do we go?
Not all at once.
Should okay. do we pull names? That was my question.
Oh.
But we get to hear the answer before we ask ours. So that was a good one. Thank you, Eurypylus.
Eurypylus.
It's called Clint.
I'm going with this new name, Eurypylus.
Oh, you're such a follower.
I follow a lot.
I don't have a lot of time.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Yeah. All right. I got
yes,
a question.
Yes, Steve?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We good? we good?
Oh, Steve, always the jokes. Define good for me, won't you?
You're not going to...
You and me. My father, the Lord.
Yeah, we all tight? We good?
In what sense?
You know, like I'm gonna, you guys are gonna invite me over. I'll hang out with you guys when I'm dead and whatnot.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, this one's, go ahead, please. No, mine's gonna take a while.
Oh, mine's kind of an easy one. Where do I start?
That was a question.
No.
That was it.
Dang it.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Okay. So, just gonna preface this with babies go to heaven. What age is a baby not a baby and becomes an adult and is responsible for their beliefs, Jesus?
So the question is, what age is a baby not a baby?
What age is a baby not a baby question. And you held them accountable for their beliefs?
Oh, well, a baby, if taken as a baby.
Jesus, you're sweating. What's going on?
Look, this takes time to define.
I follow up. I know I don't have any more questions, but I do have a 2-year-old that's so childlike. He seems like a baby, but he's bad sometimes. But he's just a baby. Mm-hmm. He seems like a baby.
You've already asked your question.
I'm just trying to feel it out.
I think this is good. Now, Steve. You know, when is a baby an actual being in the mother's womb?
No, Steve, you're an adult. Are you trying to find an out for you? He's infantile, but he's a full-on grown-up.
I just want to say this is fantastic. The lamb is so tender, just the right amount of tahini on.
It's always better without onions.
Okay.
Follow up?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
It's
just the baby, not a baby question?
No. What was I going to ask?
God damn it!
You know, it's so funny you should say that, because I brought the big man with me.
Oh!
Clarence Clemens?
Ladies and Jews, the Lord our Father.
Oh. Wow.
Hello, children.
Hi. Papa.
What's up? Hi. Hi, Dad.
I am the one true God.
Do you go by Guy in the Sky?
Your skin is so sparkly.
Why, thank you.
I'm bedazzled?
And you have ladies' breasts?
Oh my.
I have taken a human form because you can understand it.
And a tail.
I threw in a tail for shits and giggles. my son, Jesus, is the true Messiah. I just want to be sure that you all know that.
We figured. It took us a minute, but yes.
You've been following false gods for many years.
Clint? Zeus?
Yes, Zeus, or the Roman equivalent Jupiter, not a god.
Huh?
Not a god.
But Poseidon.
I told you.
Poseidon, the god of the sea?
Uh-huh.
Yes, do you think that's a real guy?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's all you?
It's all me.
Mercury? So what does Jesus do exactly if that's all you?
Yeah, what's his job?
Why do you need him?
Why do I need him? It's a great question. Whoosh!
It is I, Poseidon!
I knew it! I fucking knew it! Oh, I fucking knew it!
Here we go, you motherfucker! You want to get crazy? Let's get crazy.
That has been episode 5 of Alchemy This. Let's thank all our alchemists, shall we? In no particular order. Vanessa, what's up?
Oh, I've coughed a lot of mucus into these here tissues.
Yeah, you have. That'll all be on eBay. Dynasty Typewriter?
Oh, yeah. Go. We're having so many great shows. Kevin was just here.
Oh, stop.
Recently.
What, the website people should go
to? DynastyTypewriter.com. Check it out. Join the Dynasty.
Amazing
baby.
Shows. Truly.
We've even got a little one of these noodles at the table coming soon.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. The Joey
Speaking
noodle.
Of which, Joey, what do you got for us?
Check out Bear Supply every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater. And bring kisses.
Fair enough. Craig? Kukowski.
Hail Poseidon, Lord of the Sea, and at Craigslist PCast on Twitter to find out about the Craigslist podcast.
Fantastic. Chris?
Alvarado. Not much. Shows here and there.
Sure.
Yeah, that's that. Thank you.
Could you be more general?
Nope. No.
Can people find you on the social media?
Sure, that's right. At Chris Alvarado for pictures of me doing improv.
Do you have any videos of it? Or
is there a calendar coming out?
That's all I've got.
Improv translates best to still photos.
That's right.
Mr. James Heaney, bring us home, will you?
Well, if you want to see more material starring me, you can go to The Real James Heaney on YouTube or in live in person, second and fourth Wednesdays at the Westside Comedy Theater, Bear Supply.
Whoa!
Nicely done. Raphael? We got to give you a mic.
Or maybe we don't.
No! Woo!
Thank you so much. Doug Baum in the booth. Corey Levin on post. Stay tuned. Write to us at your name here. Actually, not with the at yet. Your name here at Alchemy This. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us as many suggestions as you'd like us to perform and mix up. Yeah, that's it. That's it for this episode. I want to thank all the participants. And until next time... Alchemy This. I said Alchemy This.